From Lever House in New York City comes the greatest skincare discovery of our time. Its name is Dove. This amazing new bath and toilet bar is actually 1/4 cleansing cream. Every bar of new Dove is 1/4 cleansing cream. Ordinary soap dries your skin, but Dove creams your skin.
Well, welcome into this week's edition of More Than Marketing. I'm Rob Johnson. So on this week's show, this is going to be one of our first series in interviewing business owners, business operators, and looking more deeply at what makes a business function, tell an origin story, and look at what things work extremely well when it comes to the healthcare industry. So today with me is Nicole McLean. She is the family nurse practitioner at Deerfield Compassionate Care in North Branch. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Perfect. So, we've known each other forever.
Yeah.
So, this is easy. So, what I want to do, Nikki, is go back to when you first thought about going into the medical field, and what was the driving factor to get you from what you were doing before that to going into a career in healthcare?
I think for me, it's always been about the desire to take care of people. And nursing just seemed like the right calling for me because our model is just about that caring piece with other humans, you know? And so for me, that was a no-brainer. And so I took it one degree at a time. Honestly, I started in the year 2000 with my associate degree, and I completed that in 2004. From there, I went to an emergency department, and there I started to really learn about the vulnerabilities that patients face. And while I wasn't completed with my education by any means, you start to learn about people. You learn a lot about not just skills that nurses need, but about people and the vulnerabilities that they face and the difficulties that they face in accessing care or having transportation, or some of them were choosing between their groceries and their medications. And so this is what kept me moving, just learning and how can we fix it and how can we be better service to our communities. And so went then in 2010 and started my bachelor's degree in nursing, finished that one in 2012, and then looked a little bit more into how can I lead other nurses? How can we make a movement to make other nurses want to be that piece that solves these problems in our communities. I actually learned a lot more about vulnerability at that point in time because I took a position in management with the Michigan Department of Corrections. And so I was learning a lot about vulnerabilities that patients face there because we had, the inmate population, and they'd had hard bringing up, some of them, and faced multiple medical troubles. And so we moved on then. I decided management wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do. I still missed taking care of patients, and then signed up for my master's degree, and that's where I came into this position, the family nurse practitioner. And being primary care provider for my patients has been probably the most rewarding thing I've done so far. Without a doubt, it is.
Yeah. That's great. And what I think is unique about your story is that you didn't go from school to one position and stayed there and learned. Like, you moved around a fair bit. And when you did that, it gave you a lot of different perspective, whether it's in the MDOC population or the emergency setting or the family care setting. It's just a lot of experience. But I want to go back to one thing that you said in the beginning, which is you got into the practice to take care of people. And I think that is the most popular reason people go into medicine. But as you and I both know, that's where I started. And for some reason, that's not the theme that people carry on throughout their tenure in the position. So why do you think people, it's usually used car salesmen, It's lawyers and then it's physicians as far as low credibility and low continuity of service. Why do you think that as people move on in the medical profession that their care for people starts to wane, and why hasn't yours?
I think it's about perspective. You know, I wake up every day and I put my feet on the floor super excited to go to work and really excited to take care of my patients. But my patients are the reason that I feel that way. They've been to places where maybe providers have felt that way and they didn't feel like they were heard sometimes, and they didn't feel like anyone cared, or that anyone even, like, if they wouldn't make their next appointment, no one would call and check on them. And that's just not how medicine should be. I just guess my brain works differently. I don't really know how to explain it. It's just not the right way to take care of people. I think my faith has a huge piece to do with that. I picture my patients as, how would I want my family taken care of? How would I want them to be treated? And it just makes it easy when you put it in that perspective. So I can't answer why people burn out in healthcare. There's lots of different reasons for lots of different settings. But what I think is, if you keep yourself in the perspective where you're here to take care of people and it's a blessing for you and you're doing God's work and you're learning every day and you're excited about their accomplishments and you cry with them when things are bad, and you know, we celebrate. They become your family when you're doing this the right way. So I stay excited about it.
Yeah, and that's what was interesting when you and I had first spoken about this project that you were taking on, which is Deerfield Compassionate Care. And just to give listeners a bit of a backstory, this is a rural population. How many people are in North Branch? It's less than 1,000, right?
Yeah, it's not a booming metropolis.
Yeah. And what's interesting about the dynamic in this region is that there isn't really a walk-in clinic healthcare provider in the immediate area. Right. And that's what I think is the most interesting about this. And what I think too is that you've had such a positive impact in the short amount of time that you've been here. Even like things like reviews and ratings and impressions and things that we look at from a marketing perspective is all better than people that have been established here for years. And I think that's very interesting. So what was your mindset when you wanted to start this project? And what was what was your why? Why did this clinic have to exist here?
So I had been working in a family practice with my mentor, Dr. Bringle, and Dr. Dombrowski in Brown City, Michigan, of, I think, 2016 to 2019, early 2019. At the end of 2018, I'd started my doctorate, and all of my research was with McLaren Lapeer, which is a local hospital here. So I thought it would be wise of me to have my research and my practice all in one place. So in February of 2019, I went to the hospital, and I was going to work alongside the hospitalist group, taking care of inpatients, learning, completing my research, always with the plan to go back to family practice when I completed that doctorate. But just as a family person and a mom, I was trying to just keep everything in one place. And anyways, long story short, while I was there, the pager went off more often than not because my family practice patients were trying to reach me. They would say things like, when the operator put them through, "I can't get an appointment," or "I've run out of my medicine," or "I don't like my new practice. They're not listening to me. Can you help me? Can you help me?" And I really truly remember the day where I just said, "Okay, God, I hear you. Like, I belong in family practice." And it wasn't my intention to come back when I did, but the patients spoke to that. At the same time, Dr. Mahfouz was trying to open a clinic in this area. So he and I met and partnered on this project. And the walk-in clinic piece is because so many patients who called the hospital to reach me were saying, "I can't get an appointment. I'm sick today, but I won't be able to get in for 3 weeks to 3 months." It just depended, you know, where they were calling. So I thought, wouldn't it be nice to have a place that's not only a family practice, but a place where patients who are sick today can be seen today. And maybe they have to wait a little bit if I've got scheduled patients, but we get them in and we get them taken care of, and the rest is history. We've been here just a couple of months, and that piece in this community has been huge.
And what's been some of the feedback that the patients have given you for the location? Well, let's start with the location. Have you gotten feedback on the necessity for them, for this existing?
Yeah, even from other local physicians who say, you know, my census in my practice is big. We're really, really grateful that we can refer our patients who we can't see today over to your place. We're super happy you're there. I just spoke with another local physician just a few days ago, in fact, and those were his words. We're grateful you're there. We need more primary care in this rural area, and so we're super happy that you've opened. Our location is key to helping the rural population, because there's currently only two other family practices without a walk-in capability in the community.
All right, and just as a frame of reference, I took a guess at that 1,000 mark, and I just got confirmation. That's 1,007, so look at me go. All right, so we talked about the feedback on the location. What I want to dive into now is what the feedback has been on the services for yourself as well as the staff. And I know a lot of people, if like you're listening to this and you're an entrepreneur or you're a business owner, feedback is the most important thing for you to be open to. If someone tells you that you suck or you're not doing something right, you need to listen. It might be completely unjustified, but there's a reason that they're feeling that way when they step into what it is you do. So it's extremely important for you to listen to all feedback, even if it's not warranted, because there's something that is triggering them to make them think something is the way it is, even if it really isn't. So Nikki, for the practice here, what have patients been saying so far?
I think we touched on how much they appreciate the availability of someone to be able to see them that day if they're sick. Currently my Facebook ratings are 100%, my Google ratings are 100%, and the comments that they're making is just, hey, thanks for sitting down and looking me in the eye and listening. Thank you that when I call, your staff is compassionate. I don't get trouble that I need to be seen today. I am welcomed in a warm way. Patients love that. They want their doctor's office to be a place where they feel comfortable. I have always taught my staff, they already don't feel good probably if they're coming here. So we don't need to make their day worse. Make their day better. Our door says when they leave the clinic, be awesome today. That's also a reminder to my staff when they open that door for a patient that they need to be awesome today. You need to give 100% when you're taking care of people. And that's just not, it's kind of a non-negotiable for me in my staff choices and the way that we treat people. You can't miss that. When you take care of people, you have got to give your best.
Yeah. It's such an interesting and fresh perspective, because people literally hate going to doctor's offices as much as they do dentists because of the staff, because of how they're treated. And it's because people hire, you know, seasoned veterans for office staff, and they're not in the game anymore. Like, they're frustrated. They've been there too long. They're suffering from burnout. And I think that's what's unique about what you're doing, is you have a pulse on every piece that is going on. Every person that someone is seeing, you understand how they're going to interact with that dynamic, which I think is unique. So when we talk about the overall theme of what you're running here at this clinic, like what do you want people to experience when they come to Deerfield?
I want them to experience compassion. That's why we have the name that we have. When you call my office, my front desk person answers the phone. We're having a great day at Deerfield Compassionate Care. How can we help you today? When's the last time you called the doctor's office and somebody sounded like they were smiling when they answered the phone, right? Like, that's what I want. I want people to feel compassion. I want them to feel cared for. I want them to know we're excited that they're coming, and we're excited to take care of you, and we're excited to, hey, even if I have bad news to give you, I will be the first lady to shed a tear with you too. You know what I mean? Like, I want people to be cared for like I would want my family cared for. And I think that's where we're different. That's what I feel from the comments and the feedback from the patients.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
And so looking at North Branch is sort of a small community. What do you see for the future of this clinic and the impact that you think, well, one, we've already seen impact on a smaller scale, even though the clinic's only been open a few months, but what do you think the long-term impact is going to have on this community?
I think definitely we'll grow. We'll continue to grow. Not only did I buy the suite that, or Dr. Mahfouz and I partnered on the suite that we have, that is built into the exam rooms. We have the suite that we sit in right now, right next door. And the plan is to build more exam rooms, maybe have another provider in the future, maybe have an actual urgent care that's open on weekends and holidays and later into the night. Like, that's my vision for this. And I think just based on the response of the walk-in clinic piece, that would be a really good goal for this clinic and growing and moving forward, maybe having another provider join me here someday if the numbers allow us to do so. So we just look forward to growth and to service and to making people feel better.
That's amazing. That's great. So I think, is there anything else that you think is a must know about Deerfield when people are considering their healthcare provider?
I just think if you're tired of calling and not getting anywhere, you're tired of people not returning your message, you're tired, then I would encourage you to make a change and give us a try, because here you'll experience maybe something different. I don't think maybe you will. I think all of my patients are saying you're different, and we're doing a good job with taking care of people, and we've already found some diagnoses that have been missed at previous places. And I think that's what it's really all about. Patients come with concerns not to be brushed under the rug, but to be heard so that we can guide our treatment plan based on what they need. And it's working. So I think the biggest message I could send is, if you're tired of what you're experiencing, then come meet our staff, come meet me. I would love to have the chance to change your perception of what medicine is.
Awesome. All right, Nikhil, I really appreciate your time and walking me through from beginning to middle, because this isn't the end.
No.
There's a lot more to come. So I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right.